Today's daf is Nida Daf Chav Beis. We left off way back on Daf Chav Aleph on Beis. We are at Bai Mine Rabbi Yirmiya. Last words on the line are Rabbi Yirmiya. Yirmiya's last word on the line. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So the first issue we're going to deal with is Re'iyas Dam B'Shvoferes. What if a woman doesn't see Dam in the normal way? It comes out through a Shvoferes, through a tube. Is that also Matamir because it's a reflection of the same physiological event that's happening? Or do we say no, that the Dam didn't come out by touching the Basar of her body, and therefore for it's not going to be metameher. In that context, we're going to have three different explanations of machlokas between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim about dam that's on the outside of a chaticha. Not like we were discussing yesterday when you rip open a chaticha and find dam on the inside, but there are cracks on the outside of a chaticha and dam is found in the outside of the chaticha. So there's machlokas about that. We're going to have three different explanations of that machlokas. One of them relates to Re'iyas Dam B'Shvoferes. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the status of a roa keri b'kisem, not a woman who sees dam b'shoferes, but a person who becomes a bal keri and also comes out through some sort of tube or something that he stuck inside of himself where the keri didn't come out in the normal way. And this relates to a discussion of how tumas keri works. Is tumas keri metame the person through tumas maga because he touches the keri on when it comes out and it's a result of touching that keri, or is it a tumas roa that it's a tuma yotze lav megufo that because this came out of his body memela he's going to be tame? The Gemara is going to then discuss whether dry blood is tame, and we're going to bring a raya from our Mishnah. We're also going to talk about how in the Mishnah it said that certain things you have to put in water and see if it disintegrates in order to see whether it's dam or not. So we're going to discuss some of the details of that test. The water temperature, how long it has to stay in the water, things of that nature. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how even though at the beginning of the Mishnah we had a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda does not reappear when we start talking about Amapelas Kamin Dagim. So do we assume that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that part of the Mishnah, or does he also disagree on that part of the Mishnah? And then at the very end of the daf, we'll see if we get there today, there's going to be a major discussion about the rules and limitations of learning a Gzeres Shavah and the different types of Gzeres Shavah. Gzeres Shavah Mufna, Gzeres Shavah that's Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mishnei Tzadim, and that's going to come up in the context of the limud about Tumas Leda when a woman is Mapil, Kamin Behema, Kamin Chaya, so there's some sort of limud from a Gzeres Shavah, and the Gemara questions why we don't learn a different Gezer Shava. So that's going to lead us into a major discussion about the mechanics of Gezer Shava. So let's begin again all the way back on Chaval Vam Beis. Rabbi Yirmiya may Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following shayla of Rabbi Zera. Haro adam b'shvoferes mahu. What if a woman has dam that comes out of her makor, comes out of her uterus, but it comes out through a tube, that there was a tube inserted all the way up to her uterus? So what's the din? Do we say that she's a nida or not? So what are the tzadim over here? On the one hand, the Torah says v'isha kisiyah zava dam ye zova b'vsara shevasyam tiyah b'nirza v'kol anageh batam yitma ata erev. So we are medayik from that pasuk that the ziva of the dam has to come through the kosli b'sarechem, through the vaginal walls without something being mafsik between it. B'vsara amarachmana. It has to be in her basar, v'lo b'shvoferes, and not coming through some sort of tube. Odilma, hay b'vsara mi ba'ilei shamatam b'fim kibachutz, or maybe b'vsara teaches me a different din, that unlike other types of tumah, like zav and balkeri, where it's only metame once it exits the body entirely, a woman can become a nida without the dam exiting her body. It's metame as soon as it leaves the uterus. At what point exactly is a machlokas? In the cervix, just outside of the cervix, but certainly by the time it's in the vaginal canal, so she's already tame. So maybe that's what Bivsara teaches me. Sarmalei, Bivsara amrachmana v'lo b'shvoferes. So two gersos over here, either babasar or bisara. But there's an extra letter in the word, my bivsara shmamina tarti. That enochinami, there are two drushas that could be learned from this one word of bivsara, both that mitami bifnim kabuchutz, that she's tame when the dam is still bifnim, and the drusha that we're trying to learn, that it's only mitame when it touches the kosei besarechem on the way out. So ask the Gemara, how could you say that a woman who's Ra Adam B'Shofares is not Tameh? She's not a Nida. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Hamapeles Chaticha, that if a woman is Mapil a piece of flesh, Kora, you tear it open, Im Yesh Badam Ogur Tameya, and if there's Dam inside, she's Tameya, V'im Lav Torah, but if there's no Dam inside, she's Tahora. So you see that that she's able to become a Nida, even though that Dam never touched the Kosei Beis HaRechem, it was only inside of the Chaticha. So why aren't you going to say that Dam B'Shofares will also be Metameher? Says Mar Hachi Hashta. No, you can't compare those two cases. Hasam Darka Shali Shaliros Dam B'Chaticha. When a woman, when we find Dam inside the Chaticha, that's the Derech to see Dam in the Chaticha, and therefore she's Tameh as a result of it, even though the Dam never acted truly physically touched her basar. Hacha ein darka shalisha liros dam b'shofares. But it's totally unusual, it's totally abnormal for a woman to see dam b'shofares. Meaning to say that the din of bivsara is not a din of did it physically touch the kosei besarechem. No, it's a matter of was this a natural event? Did this happen in a natural way? So when it comes out inside of a chaticha, that's in a natural way, and therefore she's tamei nida. But when someone manually stuck in a tube and came out through the tube, that is not a natural way to see dam. And so the way some of the poskim understand it is, and we assume the tube is what caused the dam to come out, that it was the aggravation of the tube that caused the dam to come out. So if that's the case, then certainly it's not at all a natural event of her body, and therefore she's not going to be tame. So Lema Shofar, this was Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's big Eitzah when a woman was having a difficult time becoming Tahora. So before, now these things are more easily solved, but with hormones, with pills. But a woman who was having what they call orthodox infertility, that she couldn't get Tahora in time and she kept missing ovulation. So this was his Eitzah, that they could insert some sort of tube all the way up to her cervix, and then the blood will come out through the tube, and then she'll never be Tamei Nida. So that way you'll get around the whole issue. So he was making a number of assumptions. He was making an assumption that even her natural period that comes out through a tube, and not when the tube causes the Riyas Dam, that that too will not be Metamehir. He was also making an assumption that the cervix is the uterus. That now medically it is, but halachically he was making that assumption. That's a major assumption as well, that a lot of the poskim were not so excited about. So he writes, he wrote a long tshuva about this in some Torah journal, and then he writes that about, I'm not going to say this lemaisa until other gedolei poskim agree with me, and that never happened. So he wrote in a subsequent edition of that Torah journal, no one ever agreed with me, so it's now just a limud, but it's not la'alacha lemaisa. But he did print it in Mincha Shlomo. He printed the whole tshuva in Chelek Beis in Mincha Shlomo. He wanted it on the record. It turned out not to be practical anyway. We have other ways of dealing with these issues, but that's based on this sugya. So says Mar Lema Shvaferes Tanaihi. Maybe the issue of Shvaferes is really totally in a machlokas Tanaim. Detanya Hamapelas Chaticha Avol Bishem Le'Adam. If a woman is mapil chaticha, even though it's full of blood, im yesh im adam, if there's other blood along with it, tameya, then she's tameya as anita, vim lav, Torah, otherwise she's Torah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, bivsara, velo b'shvir, velo b'chaticha. That the pasuk says bivsara, so we learn from there that only when the dam comes out through the basar does she become tamei, but not if it comes out in a shvir, in the skin of the vlad, before the baby develops, nor b'chaticha. So Rabbi Lezer, I'm the Tanakama, says, no, they're both saying the same thing. They're both being metaher, an isha, who has dam inside of a chaticha. Say, ema she, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Bivsara, v'lo b'shir, v'lo b'chaticha. You're right, so far there's no machlokas, that it's aligned with Rabbi Eliezer. But then, v'chacham momrim, ein ze dam nida, el dam chaticha. V'chacham say that dam inside of a chaticha is not dam nida, it is only dam chaticha. So says, well, yeah, but so again, the Chachamim are also just repeating the same thing. They're also saying, everyone's saying it's Tahar over here. When you find Dam in the Chaticha, what are they arguing about? The difference between Tanakam and the Chachamim is a case where there's a Chaticha that has crevices on the outside of the Chaticha, and there's Dam in the crevices on the outside surface of the Chaticha. That Tanakam is Samar Bibsara, Velo Bashir, Velo Bechaticha, Vuhuadin, the Shvaferes. That Dam that's found in the Shvaferes is also not Metame, because it never touched her Basar, but Vani Mili Hechat Shia, but that's only if it's smooth on the outside. But if you have all of these crevices on the outside and there's dam inside of them, inside of those crevices, tamea, my tame, what's the reason for the chilik between a chaticha that's smooth and a chaticha that has these crevices? Bivsara karina bay, dam in those crevices touches her basar, and therefore it is included in what the pasuk says, dam yezova bivsara. So that's what the Tanakam is saying. Im yesh ima dam tamea v'im lav Torah means if there's dam on the outside of the chaticha, because the chaticha has cracks, then she's tamea. But otherwise, she would be Torah. And then Vasura Banan the Meimar, the Chacham disagree, and they say no. The reason that she's Torah when you find dam in the chaticha is not based on the Gzeres HaKosov of Bivsara. It's a Svara that's not dam nida. That's just dam of a chaticha. Aval gav de poli pluye ain't a dam nida la dam chaticha, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it's on the inside, on the outside, in the crevices. Outside. The point is that it's not dam nida. That any dam that comes about as part of a chaticha is just not dam nida. Hadam nida vada. Tell me, I feel good for first nami. Ooh, but now the chamer telling me that's what it all depends on, whether this is dam nida. So dam nida that you know is dam nida, even if it comes through shvaferes, it's going to be metame. Yeah. Meaning there's no such gzeres hakasuv of bivsara that it has to come out in a way where it physically touches the kolsei besarechem. That's what the Tanakama held, that it's all about whether it touches the kolsei besarechem. Come along the Chum and say, no, it's all about whether this is dam nida or not. So the machlokas of Lazan the Chumim is whether dam in chaticha is tar because it's not nogea bivsara, in which case dam in shvaferes would also be tar, but dam in the crevices on the outside of a chaticha would be tameh, or no, dam in chaticha is tar because it's not dam nida at all. Then the same would be true if it's on the crevices on the outside, but dam in shvaferes would be tameh. So it's a double machlokas, and they flip shitos, right? Both as far as dam b'shvaferes and as far as dam on the outside of a chaticha. Amar Abai says, that's not what they're arguing about. B'shvaferes kli amlo pligi de tahora. They're all going to agree that if you see dam b'shvaferes, it's tar. Ki pligi b'chaticha. They're only arguing about dam b'chaticha. Mar savar darka shalisha liros dam b'chaticha. That the Tanakama holds it's normal for a woman to see dam in chaticha, and therefore the dam chaticha is dam nidus, and therefore if there are cracks on the outside of the chaticha where there's no chatzitza between the dam and the basar, it's absolutely metame. It's not normal, and therefore any dam in the chaticha is simply not dam nidus. And therefore, if there are cracks on the chaticha where there's no chatzitza between the dam and the basar, she's still not tameh because it's not normal, so it's not dam nidus. And then Rava Amar, third explanation of the machlokas Tanakam and the Chamin. The kuli alma ain darka shalisha liros dam chaticha. Everyone holds that dam in the chaticha is not metameh tumas nida, even if the chaticha had cracks on the outside, and dam in shvaferes is also tahora. Vahacha beisha tahora umakar mekomo tamek v'miflugi. Over here in this price, they're not arguing whether she's a nida. She's definitely not a nida. Question is she tamei tumas erev from touching this dam that came from the makar? Do we assume that because the makar is tamei, there's a tumas maga over here that's metamei her tumas erev? That's the whole issue. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Isha Tahora, Blazer, who is the Tanakama, who says that when the chaticha doesn't have dam with it, she's tahora, holds that because it's a gezeres hakasuv that such a ri'iyah is not called a ri'iyah to be metameh or zanida, because it's not the derek to see that way. V'dam tameh, but the nevertheless, the dam that you find in the chaticha is tameh like dam nidus, which is metameh b'mago masa to asi derek makar, because this dam came from the makar, and the makar itself is tameh. So even though the Torah was metara a woman who sees b'chaticha from tumas nida, so nevertheless, the Torah never tells us that the dam itself is tahar. It's just that she's not a roa dam. Rabbanan savri isha Torah umakar makomo tahar. And the Rabbanan hold, not only is the woman not a nida, the dam is not dam nida, and therefore it's not going to be metame b'magor b'masa, and therefore she doesn't even have tumas erev. Okay, so that's sugya number one about Ries Dam Bishvoferes. Now, in order to understand the next sugya, a little bit of background about some of the halachos of Balkeri and Zav. The halacha is that when Zav and Balkeri are two totally different physiological events. Zav is some sort of disease. A person is not aroused at all at the time that Ziva comes out of his body, whereas Balkeri is what's more familiar to us that we still have nowadays when a man ejaculates Shechva Zera, that is Balkeri. It looks different. It has a different consistency. The Rambam describes all of this. If a person has one event of Zav, he sees Ziva once, so then he's Tameh like a Balkeri, and that's it. He has the same din of Balkeri of just Tumas Erev, and he goes to the mikveh. If he has two events of Ziva, even on the same day, for a man, even if it's on the same day, so then he's going to require Shiva Nekiyim, and he's going to require Tevila after the 7 days, B'mayim Chayim, and if he has three Re'eos of Ziva, then he's even Chayiv a Karban as well. And it's Zav is Metame Bereels Kabiyam, even if it's all on the same day. The only difference between a Zav who's Rosh Shtei Re'eos and a Zav who's Rosh Shalosh Re'eos is the Karban. Now, if a person has a Re'eah Zav during his Shiva Nekiyim, at any point, it ruins the entire Shiva Nekiyim. He's going to have to start all over again. If a person has a Re'eas Shechva Zera during the Shiva Nekiyim, it will pause the Shiva Nekiyim, but he will, meaning that day won't count, but he'll be allowed to continue the following day. Now, Rabba Meir Afuna. Rabba asked the following shayla from Afuna. Haroa keri bakisam mahu. What if a person sees keri, but it also comes out through some sort of tube that he's stuck inside of himself, so it doesn't come out in the normal way? So mimenu amar rachmana adinafik mi besara velo bakisam odilma hay mimenu at shetetzi tumas luchutz vafil bakisam nami. Is there such a din, just like you have bivisara by a woman, do we have such a din that it has to come mimenu, and mimenu means that it comes out derech his basar and not in any other way? Or do we say no, that achetetzi tumas luchutz, and I don't care how it got luchutz, as long as it's out of his body, he's going to be tamei. Amar lei, typically do atzma in mitamei el b'chasimus piyama. That he says even if you don't darshan the pasuk of mimenu, I could still tell you that I can answer this shayla based on another source, that anyone who sees keri is only tamei at the time that the zera comes out, when the zera is when there's a shear of zera they list them as piyakala amma. So over here, when he inserts this kisem, it's going to ruin that shear of zera. So mela meaning it's going to be memait from that shear, and therefore he's not going to have enough to be metamim. That's how Rashi understands. Tosa says mehechi tasi, just because he stuck something inside, it's going to be less of a shear of zera. So Tosa understands that it has to be that amount of zera at the very moment that it first leaves the body, and the kisem is going to hold back some of it. Whatever it is, somehow the Gemara assumes the metzius is that when one is roa b'kisem, it's mafchis from the shear of the zera that's necessary in order for a person to have tumas keri. So says Gemara, wait a second. The very fact that you need any shear, that tells you something about the nature of tumas keri. The Meimra dinogeya havi. Do you mean to tell me that a person only becomes tamei when he becomes a bal keri because he's touching the shechva zera? Meaning that tumas maga always requires a shear. That only a certain amount of something will be mitame something else. But normally, when it comes to tuma yotzei lev megufo, that an event happens, a woman sees tipas dam kechardol. She's a nida. So if we require a shear of keri, it sounds like it's a din of tumas maga el meata. But if it's only a din of tumas maga al yistor beziva, then seeing becoming a valkeri shouldn't ruin your shiva nekiyim, because tumas maga doesn't ruin your shiva nekiyim. A person touches a sheretz, it doesn't ruin his shiva nekiyim. Or a woman is counting shiva nekiyim, she touches a sheretz, doesn't ruin her shiva nekiyim. It's only a tuma yotzil of migufo that affects the shiva nekiyim. So alama tanya, why then do we have a brisa that says those torahs hazava asher teitzi menu shechva zera maziva sosera sav shechva zera nami soser, that we make a drasha that just like an event of ziva ruins the shiva nekiyim, so too does an event of shechva zera ruin the shiva nekiyim. Amalei stira hainu time with the soser fi shiyef shalom lo tzuk chiziva. No, really, Re'ias Keri is not a roe. It's a maga. It's a tumas maga. The reason that it's going to ruin shivin nekiyim is because every time there's shich v'zera, there must be some drops of ziva in there as well, and it's those tiny drops of ziva that ruin the shivin nekiyim. So it says Mara el me'ata tistar kol shiva. Oh, if you're going to say that there are some drops of ziva in there, that every time a man has an event of Keri during Shiva Nekiyim, it should ruin all Shiva Nekiyim. It shouldn't just put a pause on the Shiva Nekiyim for that one day. It should be like seeing Ziva during Shiva Nekiyim, where it ruins the whole thing and it's got to start again. Alama Tanya, why then does the Brisa tell us not that way? The Brisa says, Zos Torah Sazav, and we darshan, Ma Ziva Sosera, Saf Shech Vazera Soser, that just like Ziva is Soser, the Shiva Nekiyim, it ruins it, so too Shech Vazera ruins the Shiva Nekiyim. Well, we say, Ima Ziva Sosera is called Shiva, Av Shech Vazera Nami Soser called Shiva. I might think that just like Ziva ruins all Shiva Nekiyim, you got to start again, even if he saw the Ziva on the seventh day of Shiva Nekiyim, that Shech Vazera would do the same. Tama Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, L'tama Va. The Pasuk says that V'asher Tetzi Menu Shech Vazera L'tama Va. Ein L'cha Ba El Masha Amor Ba. By Shech Vazera, it only ruins the Shiva Nekiyim as far as that day that it happens. So Seris Yom Echad, it's only Soser one day. So you see that the Stira Shiva Nekiyim Al Yedei Shech Vazera is fundamentally different than Stira Shiva Nekiyim Al Yedei Ziva. But if Shech Vazera is only Soser in the first place because it has Ziva in it, shouldn't it be Soser all Shiva Nekiyim? So Amalei, so Rav Huna answered, no. The reason Shech Vazera is Soser is Shiva Nekiyim of Zav is because of the Tzuch Tzuch Ziva, and nevertheless, it's not Soser all Shiva Nekiyim, it's only Soser Yom Echad. Why? That when you have an event that's purely a Zav event, then in Achinami, that's a Gzeres HaKasav, that runs the entire Shiva Nekiyim. But when fundamentally the person's a Bal Keri, it's just that there happens to be Tzuchtzuch Heziva in this Taroves of Shech Vazera, so then it's only going to be Soser Yom Echad. So at the end of the day, Rav Huna's Shita is that someone who's Roa Keri is not Tamim Midin Roa. It's only Midin Nogeya. And that's why there's a shear of Chasimas Pia Ama. And nevertheless, it's still able to be Soser one day of Shiva Nekiyim, but that's on account of the Tzuchtzuche Ziva that are inside of it. So if someone is Roa Keri B'Kisei, which is what we started this discussion with, he's not Tame because he's missing out on that shear of Chasimas Pia Ama, which is what it takes in order for the Shech Vazera to be metame him betumas maga. Okay, third topic of the daf. Dam yavesh mahu. What's the halachic status of dry blood? Does a woman become a nida when the blood is dry? Kizav zov damam rachmana ad made of dayivle. Do we say that it's got to be a flow? So lach in yavesh lo, and therefore it's got to be moist. The pasuk that we're quoting kizav zov dam is about a zava, not a nida, which is interesting. Some sofer says, you know, we do have similar lashonos by a nida. It's unclear why the gemara dafka chooses a pasuk by a zava. O dilma haiki. Use of zov dama or chadimilsi liol mafili yavishnami, or maybe no, it's not a halacha that it has to flow. It's just a description of how it normally happens. But halachically, it could be dry blood as well. So amalei tenisua daminita basar meis mitamin lachim viyaveshim. That both dam nida and basar meis could be mitame even if it's dry. So you see that dam nida could be dry and still going to be mitame here. So what's the shaila? So amalei lach v'nasi yavishlo kamivayli. No. That's talking about if it was once moist and then it dried up. That I have no shaila about. I understand that a woman can become a nida that way. My shaila was, what if it was never moist? It was dry originally. It came out of her body dry. So that you can't be poshet from that Mishnah, because it could be the Mishnah's only mitame dam nida yavesh when it was originally moist, and now it's dry, similar to basar meis, which used to be moist and is now dried up. So Hanami Tanisua says, well, no, that we can answer that shaila as well. Hamapelis kamin klipa kamin sa'ara kamin afra kamin yavchushin adumin. What do we say to do with it? Tati l'mayim. If she has these things that come out of her body that look like hair or little pieces of dirt or something, so she should put it into water. Vimni mochu tmeya. And if they disintegrate into the water, so then you see that it's dam and she's tame. So you see that even when the dam came out of the body dry, it could still be tame, Yeah, well, if that's the case, why do you need it to disintegrate? Let it stay dry, and it will still be metame here. So, Amarava, kiloni machu beri b'fnatzmahi. No, because if it's not nimochu, it's a simin that this isn't really dam, that it's a beri b'fnatzmah, it's just some other chaticha. So, frankly, more mi kakia gavna, is there such a thing as klipos and sa'aros and that her body just produces that are not dam, that aren't really just dried blood? Says Maria, id, v'atanya, you do have such a thing. The Bryce it tells us, Amro Blaz Rabbi Tzaduk, Shnei Maisim, Hela Abba, Tibin Liavna, Mi Tibin Liavna. There are two Maisim that my father brought from his own city of Tibin to the yeshiva in Yavna, and these were the Maisim that he told over. Number one, Maisim Yishashay Samapeles, Kimin Klipos Adumos, there was a woman who was being Mapil Klipos Adumos, these red shell like things, Ubo Vishaluas Abba, and they asked my father if she's Tamei or not, Va'abba Shalach Chacham, so he asked the Chacham V'Chacham Shalrofim. And the Chum asked the doctors, and the doctor said, she has some sort of injury, internal injury, and that injury is producing these klipos. So they're like scabs that are coming out. So tati lemayim, so put it in the water, and you'll see that if it disintegrates, she's tamei, because then it's definitely not scabs, then it's definitely dam nida. But if it's not nimochu, then she's tamei, because then you could assume that it's the scabs of this maka and it's not at all damnita. So that was one maisa that they had in the Tshuvas HaRash. There's in Klal Beis of Tshuvas HaRash, Simen Yud Ches, the Rush asked a shaila to the Rashba that once the doctor said that she has a maka b'toch me'eha, why if you're matil the klipos l'mayim and they disintegrate, do you assume she's tamei? Even if she'd be roa dam mamish, we should be able to say that she's tar, because we should be able to say that it came machmas l'maka. The doctors tell us that she has a maka. That's what we're going to have. We already had about a week ago that such a thing, that if there's a maka, then you know that the dam comes from the maka. It's not dam nida. It's not a problem. We don't have on record what the Rashba's response was, or if the Rashba ever responded. But the Tosas HaRash, the Rash in the Tosas HaRash, says that the doctors didn't say that she definitely has a maka b'toch me'eha. They're speculating that this can be as a result of a maka. Oh, so what's a way to test if it's a result of a maka, if it's real dam? That's, you do this test and see. Im nimochu, then it's just dam. It's probably not the result of a maka. If it's not nimochu, then it is the result of a maka. Others understand that, no, the doctors knew bevadai that she had a maka. But they also knew bevadai that the maka is normally not moti dam. It's only mapil kmin klipos. So if it turns out that what you have is dam, so even though she has a maka, that dam is not from the maka. The dam is from elsewhere. Okay, so that's how they knew. Vishuv ma'isa b'isha. And there was another story that he told about a woman. Shaisa ma'pelis kmin sa'arus adumos. A woman was being mapil these red hair type things. Uba v'shal es abba. So she asked abba v'abishal l'chamim, and he asked the chachamim, and they asked the doctors, v'amru lehem, shuma yesh tu b'toch me'ah, she has some sort of a mole inside of her body, shemimena ma'pelis kemin sa'aros adumos, that's also generating these sa'aros adumos, so put it in water and see what happens. If it disintegrates, then she's tamei, then it's definitely dam nidus. But if it's not nimoach, then it's tahora, because you could assume that these are the saros of the shuma. So the maskana of the sugya is that the suffix whether dam yavesh is metame or not is resolved from our Mishnah. That even if it was yavesh me ikaro, yes, it's tamei. And the reason when it's lo nimochu, when chatichos are lo nimochu, that they're tar, is because that's not dam at all. But dam that's actually yavesh is mitame. There is my folks we showed him. What about dam yavesh that's not nimoach halide shriya? Meaning, what if you have dried blood that you, meaning, when you're talking about klipos, so the reason I need to do this test is to see whether it's blood at all. But what if you know something is blood, but it's so dry that it won't be nimoach al yidei shriya by soaking in water? The Raivin in Bali HaNefesh writes that it's tamei. The Torah is only metayer, klipos, because we assume it comes from something else, but not actual dam yavesh, whereas the Balamor in his Hasagos on the Raivin says that there's no chilek between klipos or afar and actual dam yavesh. Whenever it's not nimach b'mayim, we assume that it's its own beria, it's not dam, and it's not tameh. The Rashba in Taras Habayis agrees to the Ravid, and he says that it's dafka k'min klipos, sa'aros, or afar, that you need to be matal mayim, because al arov, that would not be, when dam is nikrash, it doesn't start looking like hair or dirt or shells. So minastam, it's not dam at all. It's only because of a chashash bialma that we're matil lemayim, that we put it into water, and we see that if it's nimoach, then it really is dam. But most of the time, if it looks like shells, then it's not really dam. But if it just looks like dam yavesh, that actually is dam. So that's going to be metamir. That's a fundamental machlokes rishonim. The more pressing issue that comes out of this sugya is the discussion in poskim about the ne'amanus of doctors. So a much bigger topic than we're going to handle right now. But over here, what happened? You have an issue of an isra daraisa. A woman might be a nida daraisa, and it's the doctor saying, "Oh, it seems that she has this condition that we're going to be matir with." So the Ma'arik in Shorish Kufnun Test writes that you see a raya from our sugya that doctors are believed. He just discusses that it could be that they're only believed if it seems that what they're saying is logical, but you do see that they're believed even in Isra Torah, and that's what the Beis Yosef says, that it could be Somech Lahakel based on doctors, as you see explicitly in our sugya. However, the Ramah in Darkei Moshe disagrees. This is Beis Yosef in Simkuf Tzadi Aleph. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe disagrees. It says, Adraba, in the sugya it sounds that we're not Somech Lahakel based on the doctors alone, that the doctors suggest doing a test, and then when we do a test, we're Somech on the test, but if we're just the word of the doctor, we would never be Somech on just the word of the doctor. So that's a major discussion. To what extent, what kind of doctor, does it matter if it's a religious doctor, a Jewish doctor, a non-Jewish doctor? So that's a much, much bigger topic, but this is one of the major marmakomos, obviously, in that topic, because over here it says Beferish, that they asked doctors. Okay, Amrei Shlakish, when we said that we do this bedika, you tatil lamayim, you put it in water and see if it's nimoach or not, so Yishlak says, ubeposhrin, that the water you put it in has to meet certain specifications. It can't be freezing cold water, it has to be lukewarm water that you're testing it in. Tani namiachi, tatil lamayim, ubeposhrin. Yeah, you put it in water, but it's dafka lukewarm water that you put it in. Shimon Gamliel lomer, mima'achta barok al gabei tzipor. You don't have to put it in water, you could just take some saliva and run your fingernail across it and see if it disintegrates that way. My benayu, what's the machlokas in Tanakam and Shimon Gamliel? I'm ravina moach al ideid chak, ikar benayu. The machlokas is only chaticha that's nimoach on its own by soaking in water considered to be dam, or maybe even if it's nimoach by manually doing something to it by pressing it with your fingernail, so maybe that also would be a raya that it's dam. According to the Tanakama, a chaticha that's not nimoch b'mayim and would only disintegrate when you do something to it is not dam. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, that too is dam. Hasam Tanan, we have a Mishnah when it comes to saliva and the sharetz and the veil and shechvazera, that all these things that are only mitami when they're actually lach, when they're moist. But if you soak it in water, they can regain their lachlus, they regain their moisture, so they're metame even when they're yavesh. So kamehishri yasan, how much soaking do you have to do in order to determine whether it's able to regain its moisture? Beposhur me'es la'es, you got to soak it in warm water me'es la'es. So it says Gemara, hachamai mi bina me'es la'es. Allah, we already said you need mayim poshrin for our halacha over here about the dam, but do you also need me'es la'es? Is that also a requirement? So says Gemara, sharet unavela da kushe bina me'es la'es. Now maybe sharet unavela, which are very hard, require 24 hours of sitting in lukewarm water. Aval dam derakich, but dam, which is much softer, lo. Odom aloshna, or maybe not, maybe it's the same halacha, and they're both going to require me'es la'es. Teku, the Gemara says, we don't have an easy way to resolve that. Hamapel's kimin dagim. Then we said in the Mishnah that if a woman is mapil what appears to be fish or grasshoppers or shkatzim or namasim, she's only tame if there's dam that comes along with it. But just the being mapil, these things does not give her the status of tumas leida. So if there's dam with it, there's tumas nida, but there is no tumas leida when it comes to these things. So frakta gemara v'liflug nami Rabbi Yehuda baha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree about this halacha as well and say that she's tame whether there's dam with it or not? Meaning the beginning of the Mishnah we had mapelis chaticha where Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't care if there's dam, afilu eini madam, she's going to be tame. So why is mapelis these little creatures? Why don't we say afilu eini madam? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say that she's tame as well? You're right. This is also subject to the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. But in this stage of the Mishnah, we're only quoting the Shita of the Rabbanan. That's Reish Lakish's understanding of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. No, this line in the Mishnah even goes like Rabbi Yehuda. There is no machlokas in this line in the Mishnah. Ah, you're going to ask, why isn't Rabbi Yehuda Metame? Just like he was by Chaticha. Ad kalokam Rabbi Yehuda asam elagabe chaticha. Rabbi Yehuda said that it's tame by chaticha. The avidam de karish rabbi chaticha, because dam nidus itself can sometimes congeal and turn into a chaticha. Aval bria lo havi. But dam nida doesn't take on the shape of a dag or a chagav or shkatzim or a masim. So therefore, if such an unusual thing comes out, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that she's tahora, because the Rabbi Yehuda, remember, wasn't about, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda's being metameh her when the chaticha came out wasn't about psich sakever, that something came out of her and therefore we're automatically going to be metameh her. No, it was about the fact that it was dam, and that dam can turn into a chaticha, but dam doesn't turn into a fish. So therefore, it's not going to be tame according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ulahach lishon dam Rabbi Yochanan b'yef shul psich sakever below dam kamifli. Oh, but what about the lashon that we had that said that the machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda was really about yef shul psich sakever below dam, and Rabbi Yehuda is metame because there was a psich sakever, so it should be irrelevant what came out of her body, as whether it's a chaticha or a dag or anything else. As long as there's a psich sakever, she's tame. So liflag nami Rabbi Yehuda baha. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda disagree in this case then when it's dagim that come out? Says more mad masni hachlishna masni hachi. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Jami Tarvayu machlokas shnuyev rabbanani. Yeah, if you hold that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama was about yevshal psich sakever blodam, then enochinami. Then you would also say that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that Rabbi Yehuda would argue on this halacha as well. That not only does Rabbi Yehuda argue in the case of chaticha, Rabbi Yehuda also argues in the case of mapelas kamin dagin. Mapelas kamin behema. Then the Mishnah said, if she's mapel kamin behema, chayeva ov, according to our mayor, she's tami tumas leida. According to the Chum, no, doesn't have tsuras adam. And anything that doesn't have tsuras adam is not a vlad. So I'm reading Rabbi Shmuel, my time is our mayor. Why does our mayor think she has a din of yoledes? Hol v'nem rabo yitzira ke adam. Because when the Torah describes the creation of behemos and chayos and ofos, it uses the word yitzira. Because the pasuk says, v'yitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adama, kol chayos ha'sadeh ve'is cholof ha'shamayim. And by adam it says, v'yitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afer min ha'adama. So gzer shavi, yitzira, yitzira. So therefore, if she's mapil, kidmus, chayeva behem, chayeva of, she has tumas leida. Elameata says Gemara, if it's anytime it says yitzira, there's automatically tumas leida. Hamapel is tumas tanin teimo tumay leida. And if she's mapil, the something that looks like a gigantic fish, a tanin, should be tami tumas leida. Hol v'nemar by yitzira kadam, because it also has lashon yitzira shenemar vayivra lukim esataninim agadolim. It says bria, and bria is creation, and yitzira is creation. So vayivra is the same thing as yitzira, and therefore that should also create tumas leida. So amri done in yitzira mi yitzira, vein done in bria mi yitzira. No, no, bria is a different word. Yitzira is the same word. Bria is a you can't make any such limud. So says Mar Maynaf Kamina, why not? A Gzera Shava works even if the words are a little bit off. Hatan de Rabbi Shmuel, the Shava Kohen Uva, Kohen Zuishi Vizuibia, that we make such a Gzera Shava when it comes to the halachos of Tzara'as on a house, that when the Kohen comes to check the Nega, after the Shiva Simei Hesker, it says Veshava Kohen, and it says Uva Kohen as well. So even though there are different Lashonos, we darshan that in either instance, when the Nega spreads, that it's Metame. So you see that they don't have to be exactly the same. So you'd see Rambriya should also be Gzer Shava, and therefore, when a woman is Mapil Kamintanin, she should also be Tamei Leda. Va'od Nigmar Bria Mi Bria. And aside from that, you can have Gzer Shava Bria Bria. You don't even need to bring it Zira in Dixiv. Va'yivra Elokim Esa Adam Itzalmo. It says the Lashon of Bria by Adam as well. It doesn't only have a Lashon of Yitzira. So Amri Va'yivra Lugufei. No, Va'yivra is needed for the actual pasuk itself. It's not extra. Va'yitzar La'afnuye. But Va'yitzar is actually extra. It's open just for the purpose of the Gzeru Shava. V'danin Yitzira Mi Yitzira. And therefore we darshan Yitzira from Yitzira and not Bria from Bria. Says when Adraba. Who told you which one is needed the gufei and which one is extra? Maybe vayitzar is needed the gufei and vayivra is extra. Ela vayitzar mufna mishnei tzadin. Now vayitzar that it says by Adam and that it says by Behema is open on both sides of the gzeirah shava, both on the side of the melamed and on the side of the nilmed. So mufna gabe Adam, mufna gabe Behema. But vayivra gabe Adam, mufna gabe tanina meina mufna. It's not available. It's not open on the side of the Tanidim, and therefore we'd rather learn a Gzeirah Shavah that is Mufna Mishneit Stadim rather than not a Gzeirah Shavah that it's Mufna only Mitzad Echad. So B'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get into that issue of what the nature of different types of Gzeirah Shavahs are and the differences between them.